time now for our Tipping Point feature, and it's about understanding how some of our country's most successful leaders in various spheres became who they are today. Speaking to Tebe Galafeng, chairman of Brand Finance Africa, and he takes us through his journey.
You know, we do work hard in Africa. If anything, Africans are probably the hardest working people. And we work hard, not necessarily always smart, but we work very, very hard. Of course, the challenge, we look at our continent, you know, the Asians are probably among the highest savers.
Okay.
The Japanese, for example. The Americans are probably among the least savers, and we are like the Americans in the rest of the continent. Because remember how we save as Africans. How we save as Africans is we invest in relationships. We invest in the future. We are communal in our thinking.
Yes.
And that's why, for example, ideas of stock fails, ideas of those type of things, they are communal way of how we save, because we do not have enough disposable income to be able to say, I will put away 10% every month or 15% or every month.
Right.
Because more often than not, as Africans, we are living from hand to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look in the world of branding and product and services, for example, that's why you see some innovations like pay-as-you-go, which is an MTN concept, or even the smaller packages of toothpaste, of sugar, and all those. Those were all innovated in emerging markets, particularly in the Africas and the Indias, because they came to a realization that we do not have enough money to last the month. We've got enough money to last the day, because we work for today. So we need to get to a point as a continent and as Africans, of course, with time, when we start owning a lot of what we create, then we'll be able to make enough money to be able to save. But remember, we don't own much. We own diamond mines in South Africa. We send, okay, now it's different now because it's in Botswana, but in general, more often than not, we send out the diamonds to London. They come back, they're more expensive than when we send them out. And our money can only take us to a certain point.
That needs to change.
That needs to change, and we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Oh, yes. Now, do you remember being taught about the handling of money at a young age?
What? You know, growing up, I did the things that I needed to do to earn money. I used to sell orange. I used to sell fruit. I used to sell, you know, makwenya, lisnuku. I used to do garden, work in gardens. I used to work in a furniture shop. So as a person, what I learned at a young age is if you want something, you have to go earn it. So you have to go work for it and then earn it. So, you know, I learned those lessons. I think I still have stuck with me forever. So I've never ever been the one person who says, please give me. I've always been the person who goes out to try and go get it. You know, and that's what we did, you know. And you know, I'm thinking when I was 14, 15, doing gardenings on weekends, taking my two rent weekly, two rent which I used to earn, and then doing a lay-by for a camera, for a suitcase, for a blanket. I remember those so well, and I see myself later in the U.S. When I was living in the U.S., I mean, I was telling someone the other day, my first expensive watch, I bought it first year in the U.S. And then it cost $1,500. And I still think even today, $1,500 sounds like a lot of money.
It's a lot.
I did that 25 years ago.
Wow.
In the U.S., I bought that watch. And you know the way I bought it? I waited for the sale to go on sale, and go on sale for 50%. And then I bought it in an account, and I paid off with my stipend slowly. So those are the same lessons that I learned when I was younger.
That's Tebe Galafeng, chairman of Brand Finance Africa, bringing us to the end of this edition of the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.